The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we need to talk about animal encounters. Mm-hmm. And anytime this topic comes up, especially since Aaron's out of the room at the moment, is there a way that you and I can get through this without you making this about your hatred of deer? And I will try to make this not about my hatred of geese. I mean, is there a way?
Okay, we call a truce just before we even start, kind of like.
I mean, we can try. Okay. I still have plenty more goose stories, but I'm gonna. Just want your like weird interactions, because the other story that got me inspired to want to talk about this today is another animal that I loathe.
And what is it?
The trash panda. Raccoons.
Raccoons. Why do you hate them? They're so cute.
They're so cute.
Oh.
I agree. They look like a little bandit.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome. Do you know what a vile creature those things are?
It has to be. Is it technically a rodent?
I think potentially they're super, like, more often than not, they have rabies. They are super smart.
More often than not, I don't know.
I would say almost, let me say this. This woman in Washington has been, for the last 35 years, stupidly feeding the raccoons around her house.
Oh, no. Oh,
35 years. She's been leaving food out for raccoons. Okay. Let me tell you a little something about raccoons. You don't have to leave food out for them. They'll figure it out. Raccoons broke into the house that I lived in Thornton, came in through a doggy door.
What?
And then just I was more fit. So I had tons of like protein bars.
Oh no.
In my garage. And they just stored. They opened the boxes, opened the little things. They ate a ton. They got their pump on.
Yeah, you don't want ripped raccoons.
No. And then ripped open dog food bags.
Oh,
ate
no.
A bunch of my dog's dog food. Ate a ton of decon, which you would think would kill them. But no, they were ripped. Then they started ripping the drywall off the walls.
Oh, what?
And peed and pooped on places like it was vindictive. Like climbed up on car. It was like they didn't want to pee or poop on anything they'd step on. So they'd get on top of a car.
Oh, no. Really?
And do it on that.
Wow, they're like, that's like roid rage. They're
100%. So this woman in Washington State has been feeding them for 35 years. Now word got out in the raccoon trash panda community.
Sure.
Over 100 raccoons surrounded her home now.
Oh, no.
And they're they're not like waiting for her to set food out. They're demanding food.
Hey, yeah, they have to get aggressive. They're not like, thank you for the generosity. It's like
they have like unionized. They've got picket signs. They're like, bro, do you understand
horrifying.
How smart they are? You don't.
Like 100.
They came in through a doggy door at my house, got ripped.
It's just like, I guess sometimes maybe an HOA is good. So you can just be like, hey, don't feed the raccoons or else we're going to have hundreds of them in the neighborhood. But
if you don't get rid of them, if they like your, wherever they have kids, then their kids come back and have kids there. And those kids so they lived inside a boat at my parents' house.
Oh no.
And then just took over. Like we had to get rid of the boat. Okay. Cause they were like, it's our boat. You want to go fishing? What? No, this is where we live. Now listen, we don't want all raccoon stories. We want a little bit of everything. But if you've had, and you guys can call with deer stories or goose stories or whatever. We just want to hear if you've had a strange run-in with an animal. We call them animal encounters. 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
I have a lot of deer stories, but I also...
We call the truce.
I also have a bear story.
You do?
Kinda, yeah.
Personally?
Personally.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Kinda?
It's, yes. Yes.
If somebody called in right now and they said, hey, I have a bear story, kinda, at that point, are you putting them on hold and kicking them up, or are you going to be like...
I wouldn't ask them.
Adjacent to a bear... Okay, go ahead. Tell your bear story.
So we were in... Tennessee, for our marching band went there in high school.
Okay.
So we're staying like in the woods in a hotel in Tennessee. And then there were bears that would come behind the hotel.
Okay.
And we'd see them every night and we'd go out on the deck and see the bears. And they were like little baby bears, but they were there. And then our principal was on the trip with us.
Okay.
And he was a big guy. He actually, I think he played for like the Chicago Bears for a little bit, like way back
Ironic.
In the day. Yeah. It is ironic. So we, all the boys, we cornered the principal, and it was like, look, we're seniors. It's time to let all the bygones be bygones. Let's team up together, the kids and the principal. Let's get you a bear costume. And then we'll go out there behind when everyone's all watching the bear. Oh, the bears are back. The bears are back. And then we'll send one of us out. Like, oh, he's going to go touch the bear. But it's going to be you in the bear costume. And you get to just
maul him.
Maul him. And yeah. We'll just maul it in front of everyone. And he wouldn't agree to do it.
So your bear story is not a bear story?
It was. The bear was right there. It was a great idea. So anyone who's looking, like, you could steal that idea because it didn't come to fruition.
Can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk to a person who has a story like that.
Okay. I have deer stories if you want those.
Do you have any mouse stories?
I have tons, actually. Okay. Yeah.
We had a mouse encounter.
We had a mice in our house one night, and my wife was very pregnant at the time, and I was out DJing, and she texted me, and she's like, there's mice in the house, and I'm just stuck. I'm out. I'm working. I can't just leave. And so I come home, and it's way later. Like, she's never up when I'm back home DJing. Yeah, it's like 3 in the morning, but she's there. She's got, like, the Rambo headband on. Like, she's been up forever chasing these.
Take your first blood.
Yeah, chasing these mice.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. She was catching them in solo cups because that's all she had, like, to catch them. So she had red solo cups. She would, like, get it cornered in the pantry.
And then what?
Just pop the cup down on top of it and then, like, slide cardboard underneath it. Take it outside and just throw it out.
She let him go?
Yeah. I always let him go, too. Whenever I catch him, it feels weird. What are you supposed to do? Crush him? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to say what you got to do, okay. But you got to do something. There's a monkey in India that's been ravaging tourists. See, that's better because you know what it is?
Mm.
It's a real monkey and it's actually doing something. Okay. Not a principal in a bear costume that never came to fruition.
I know.
There was a mouse that made a whole airplane make an emergency landing.
Wow.
I don't know how that happened.
It was
a mouse ran out of his meal. And they were afraid because then it disappeared and they're afraid it's going to get into the wiring of the plane and then the whole plane's going to crash.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, they'll chew up everything. And I found a bunch of mice in my car. Remember that? They were hiding food in my, like, I took my car in to get fixed. They're like, this is full of dog food because they were taking the food. They were storing it. Yeah. So who knows? Oh, it still gives me the heebie-jeebies. Who knows how many times I drove the car with a mouse in it?
So far we have lame mice stories. If you have a deer story.
Okay, Rambo. Rambo wife. Rambo.
Okay. If you have any kind of animal encounter story, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so were you able to pull this off? No deer talk.
No, no deer talk.
There's not a single person calling to back you up on your hatred of deers.
No. Because I didn't get to express it fully. Which is fine. We called a truce. You didn't get mad at geese.
Geese suck so bad.
Hey, the truce.
We would just want to hear your animal encounter stories. But if you want to talk about geese or deer, we have a separate support group that meets every other Thursday in the YMCA in Parker. Do you have a YMCA there?
Yeah.
Oh, let's meet there. Susanna?
Yes. Yeah, you guys.
Yeah. Animal encounters. What happened to you?
Well, it was my family. We were traveling. My dad was in the service. Hmm. And we were stationed in California. So we parked our camper somewhere close to the base so we can get on. My dad put up a screen room, put the coolers out there for the food. We went to bed, woke up the next morning.
Oh.
A family of skunks decided they wanted to make the tent their home. We were trapped in the trailer for like a couple hours because they wouldn't leave. So my dad finally opens the trailer door and tries to get rid of them by using Raid, and that ended up working.
It did work or it didn't work?
It did work.
Huh.
I would think, can't you just kind of shoo them? Like, they're not mad at you, right? They don't, like, everybody just thinks, like, a bee always wants to sting and a skunk always wants to spray, but they don't want to. I don't think they,
they feel threatened.
They were right by the tent because that screen room was right by the door. I mean, my dad got it so close.
I'm just saying, I don't know. If you start off, if you approach me with bear spray, I'm probably going to be, if you ask me nicely to leave, I'm going to leave a little, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You're jumping a few steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did a few things. He tried his shoes, slammed the door, make noise. Nothing was working. Pots, pans, nothing, because they weren't enjoying the food, so we used grates.
Yeah, no, I get it. Okay. Yeah, skunk encounters. I think we should do a whole show just about skunks.
About
skunk,
yeah.
Because everybody's got a skunk or a squirrel, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Sherry?
Yay.
Yay.
Animal encounters, what happened to you?
Okay, so it was back in 2017. We were living in California in this old house built in the 40s. We had a cat and two dogs and a doggy door. And so we also had a roommate staying with us for a while, and the bathroom in the hallway just, like, smelled so bad, and I thought the roommate had done something, so I was just...
Like what? Killed a hooker?
Then, no, like, you know, went to the bathroom.
Oh.
But anyway, so listen, so I can't figure it out, and then I'm like, is that a dead animal? So I start caring, because the cat would bring some mice or rats in sometimes, and so I start... tearing the bathroom apart, emptying out all the drawers, looking for it. I can't find it anywhere. And it was an old house with old pipes, and the smell was right at the sink. So I thought, well, maybe it's just a pee trap. Maybe it's just, you know. So I dismantle the pee trap, and then I send my wife to Home Depot to go get, like, some cleaning stuff and a wire brush. I was just going to clean the crap out of that pee trap. Then all of a sudden, I see... she had a little container with all her makeup brushes, and there's the mouse who had dove into the makeup brushes, so all the brushes are, like, sticking out, right? And then you see his little butt in the middle with his little tail, and he must have been there for 2 or 3 days.
But he was alive?
No, but she used those brushes every day.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So she was using mouse carcass makeup.
So...
That's not ideal.
I have a photo, and it's awesome, and she hates it.
The mouse looked beautiful.
Her face had to have, like... she didn't realize there was dead mouse on her face?
No, his little butt looked just like a brush.
Okay.
Like, yep, and nope, then I got it. No, nope, that's little feet. No,
yep. Thank you, Sherry.
The best news is you get to call, you're like, hey... forget that cleaning stuff. I'm not cleaning the pipes. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't need that now. Debbie? Oh, God.
Yay.
Animal encounters. What happened to you?
I was taking photographs of doing senior portraits out at Roxborough Park a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And my 17-year-old subject was, we were walking down this dirt path in the park on a trail, and I asked her to turn around so I could shoot some footage of her as she's walking, and she screams at the top of her lungs and says, oh my God, there's a mountain lion following us. And sure enough, it was. It followed us for about 15 minutes, and eventually we just turned around and started walking backwards, grabbed a big stick, and it finally gave up on us. But it followed us for about 15 minutes, and needless to say, we both had to change our undergarments.
If it's following you for 15 minutes, it's just working up an appetite.
Exactly, like, right?
Or it just wanted senior pics.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly it, Tiak. Let me see what you're doing there. What kind of f-stop setting do you have? Shauna?
Yeah.
Animal encounters, what happened to you?
Yeah, well, I was at the Broncos game, and a raccoon ran straight down the row behind us over everybody's feet.
Shut up. In the stadium?
No. In the stadium, yeah.
Really?
So there must be, they're never alone. Their whole family had to live in there.
I don't know, but I'm sure he got razzed for trying to get popcorn, because that was a bad call.
Who do you think he was rooting for? Jenna?
Yai.
Animal encounter. What happened to you?
I'm an animal control officer, and about 8 years ago, I went into a bird hoarder house that had about 35 large parrots. And being very new in my career, I put my finger in one of the cages, and one of the parrots bit me on the finger, and I sort of went, ow, and shook my hand, and without missing a beat, the parrot went, oh, baby, you okay?
Yeah, well, no deer's ever going to say that.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.